Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The glory of the Lord on this day, the Lord revealed to the nations by the guidance of that star and the Magi coming to worship the infant. And so we too come in to worship. And always as we do, looking into our hearts, so we can clear ourselves of our sins to give him true and fitting worship. I confess
to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault.
Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Thank you. zwei Gott auf und ihn, so schiebt er Präkationen aus dran.
Gloria.
Let us pray. O God, who on this day revealed your only begotten Son to the nations by the guidance of a star, grant in your mercy that we who know you already by faith may be brought to behold the beauty of your sublime glory through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Arise, shine out, Jerusalem, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is rising on you, though the night still covers the earth and darkness, the peoples. Above you the Lord now rises, and above you his glory appears. The nations come to your light and kings to your dawning brightness. Lift up your eyes and look around. All are assembling and coming towards you, your sons from far away and daughters being tenderly carried. At this sight you will grow radiant, your heart throbbing and full, since the riches of the sea will flow to you, the wealth of the nations come to you. Camels in throngs will cover you and dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. Everyone in Sheba will come, bringing gold and incense and singing the praise of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Justice shall flourish, and be still no more. kings of Tarshish and the sea coast shall pay him tribute. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall bring him gifts. Before him all kings shall fall prostrate, all nations shall serve him. All nations shall fall prostrate before you, O Lord. For he shall save the poor when they cry, and the needy who are helpless. He will have pity on the and save the lives of the poor. All nations shall fall prostrate before you, O Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. You have probably heard how I have been entrusted by God with the grace he meant for you, and that it was by a revelation that I was given the knowledge of the mystery. This mystery that has now been revealed through the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets was unknown to any men in past generations. It means that pagans now share the same inheritance, that they are parts of the same body, and that the same promise has been made to them in Christ Jesus through the gospel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After Jesus had been born at Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod, some wise men came to Jerusalem from the east. Where is the infant king of the Jews? They asked. We saw his star as it rose and have come to do him homage. When King Herod heard this, he was perturbed, and so was the whole of Jerusalem. He called together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people and inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. At Bethlehem in Judea, they told him, for this is what the prophet wrote, and you, Bethlehem in the land of Judah, you are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you will come a leader who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men to see him privately. He asked them the exact date on which the star had appeared and sent them on to Bethlehem. Go and find out all about the child, he said. And when you have found him, let me know, so I too may go and do him homage. Having listened to what the king had to say, they set out. And there in front of them was the star they'd seen rising. It went forward and halted over the place where the child was. The sight of the star filled them with delight, and going into the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and falling to their knees, they did him homage. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh.
But they were warned in a dream not to go back to Herod and return to their own country by a different way. Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Epiphany, a celebration of faith. And the feast, in a way, celebrates how the divinity of Jesus was manifested in a very special way in this story. And then what we get on Sunday, the baptism by John. And the following week, the wedding feast at Cana. Because the Magnificat antiphon on the office tonight is those three things. Three things mark this day: the visit of the Magi, the baptism of the Lord, the wedding feast at Cana. Because in all of these, Jesus revealed his glory. In the story tonight, there are three groups of people in a way: Herod and the political sect in Jerusalem, the scribes, priests, and religious leaders, and the Magi, the wise men, who came from the east. Take the wise men to stand for the believer and a searching in faith. They represent, in a way, all people who make an honest search for the truths of life. See Herod as the unbeliever. The wise men observe the star, let themselves be led forward to where it stopped, as it says, over Bethlehem, where the young child was. And their travels, in a way, but an expression of that inner journey they were making, leading them to faith and adoration that every Christian, every believer has to make, and actually we go on making. And the gifts they offered, symbolic. Important thing about the word symbolic is that it comes from a Greek word, and it's for the movement of things together towards unification. Very important, because you see, this is bringing people, nations, these visitors from afar, pagans, Gentiles, movement of things coming together, unification. And the opposite of symbolic is diabolic, literally a tearing apart of things apart. Herod, the unbeliever in the story, no signs could move him to journey towards that house of faith in Bethlehem. He remained where he was. And so did, so far as we know, the scribes, the priests, and the religious leaders. They told him where, but so far as we know, they didn't go. They stayed where they were. But this great King Herod, deeply upset by the news, and it says, so was the whole of Jerusalem. Because they were the power people, the political people, whose only religion, in a way, was their own advancement. But of course, any tyrant is desperately insecure. And Herod is threatened by a tiny infant. But tyrants throughout history, from pharaohs to Herod, from Cromwell to Hitler, from Stalin to present day, tyrants in many countries that we can think of, that we hear, because almost daily on our news, different things happening. Think nothing of huge massacres in the interests of their own survival. Herod shaking at the idea of a child who might succeed him, usurp his dynasty, plans to protect his interests and see off this newcomer as he orders the murder of all the children or the little boys in Bethlehem. And of course, what we know in history from Herod was that he'd murdered many suspected adversaries, even family members. Herod, power crazy and paranoid. But do we not see that sometimes in leaders in different parts of the world? And so that question, when Herod is he interested in paying homage to the infant king? Not on your life. You know any too well he wasn't. And it shows how selfishness and self-centeredness and that whole thing takes over life. And so they become blind to the light of God that comes to us. And you see, that's the absolute opposite of that symbolic. And that's why the cross, as I'm always reminded you, is that simple. Because Jesus comes to cross that selfishness, that I out. And that's what Herod couldn't bear. And you see, in a way, the diabolical mind cannot let go of control or embrace love or bow in homage. It separates, tears asunder, tears the child from its mother's breast, kills, and to kill is the ultimate diabolical act. And you see, we think one of the tragic things today is some of our teenagers killing other teenagers, a diabolical act that shows them no love or concern or care. And it's always interesting to reflect. That's why one reason I printed it for you. When I'd prepared this, I'd looked at what the Sunday message was for Epiphany. And there you have patriotism and nationalism. And after Mass this morning, and somebody after last night said they were very interested that I'd taken this time, because I suppose I've preached on Epiphany about 53 times over the years, 53 years anyway, starting 53 years ago, and never picked up on Herod, and never picked up that symbolic and the diabolic coming together on this night. But I think the sheer sort of being here tonight, so few of us, I was only thinking, Father David will bear me out on this one, when we first ever hear the Lord Gloria in Lourdes, there's usually about 25,000 people singing it. We can still sing it, the few of us that are here. But what a different world it is for us tonight, when you think of maybe years ago when we did be packed and it would have been in Hale and St. Ives, and now we're in a different world. So much going on. But you see, in the midst of all that, we still come to celebrate as people of faith, because the believer's faith, those Gentile wise men, stands in contrast to the cunning and the cynical cunning of Herod. And that's whether there's few of us, even where two or three are gathered in his name, the Lord is quite there with us. And that's why our act of faith in a few moments involves our whole being in a way, and the journey through life. And that journey through life following in the footprints of the one who made them. Oh, let me see thy footmarks, and in them plant mine own. So Matthew's story, it's an invitation to journey with the flickering light of the rising star, the wisdom of the scripture, and enter into the house of faith, falling as they did in adoration. Venite adoremus, come, let us adore him.
As faithful people, we profess our faith. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth,
of all things visible and invisible.
I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ,
the only begotten Son of God,
born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father, through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. God the Father has given us so many gifts, especially his Son. We bring our prayers before him for the church throughout the world. May she be truly Catholic, open to embrace everyone, especially those in physical and spiritual poverty. Pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the world and all its leaders, especially those who suffer under unjust rulers and governments. May all people come to enjoy the freedom and dignity which is their right. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
The people of all nations, may they see signs of God's love in the gifts of nature and creation, have a greater respect and care for it. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all who feel ungifted or bereft, lost wanderers on life's journey, may they discover the light they need and find a true homecoming in their search. Pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, may they have eternal rest in the presence of the Lord. Comfort come to all who mourn. Pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Mary, our Mother, pray for us as we say.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
A moment of quiet for our own intentions, mind the parish, all our people. Father, you have shown your love for us through your Son Jesus. Hear our prayers and grant them through the same Christ our
Lord. Amen.
Son, our Lord, he tells us.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Look with favour, Lord, we pray, on these gifts of your church, in which are offered now not gold or frankincense or myrrh, but he who by them is proclaimed, sacrificed and received, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns for ever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For today you have revealed the mystery of our salvation in Christ as a light for the nations. And when he appeared in our mortal nature, you made us new by the glory of him, of his immortal nature. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world, together with your servant, Francis, our Pope, and Mark, our Bishop, and all those who, holding to the truth and on the Catholic and Apostolic faith, remember, Lord, your servants, and all gathered here whose faith and devotion are known to you. For them we offer you this sacrifice of praise, or they offer it for themselves and for all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls in hope of health and well-being, and pen their homage to the eternal God, living and true, celebrating the most sacred day on which your only begotten Son, eternal with you in your glory, appeared in a human body, truly sharing our flesh, and in communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, and all your saints. We ask that through their merits and prayers, in all things, we may be defended by your protecting help. Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family. Order our days in your peace, and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation and counted among the flock of those you've chosen.
Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, and with eyes raised to heaven to you, O God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." Similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands. And once more giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this. Memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the blessed passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ your Son, our Lord, we, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty from the gifts that you have given us this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life, and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance, and to accept them as one should please to accept the gifts of your servant, Abel the just, sacrifice of Abraham, our father in faith, and the offering of your high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer, we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high, in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us, who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son, may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing. Remember also, Lord, your servants who have gone before us with a sign of faith and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light, and peace. And to source your servants of those sinners, hope in your abundant mercies. Graciously grant some shared and fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, and all your saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon through Christ our Lord, through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord. You sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them, bestow them upon us. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Saviour's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant to peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Acknowledge each other. Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Go before us with heavenly light, O Lord, always and everywhere, that we may perceive with clear sight and revere with true affection the mystery in which we have been willed to participate, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Now for the blessing. May God, who has called you out of darkness into his wonderful light, pour out in kindness his blessings upon you and make your hearts firm in faith, hope, and charity.
Amen.
And since in all confidence you follow Christ, who today appeared in the world as a light shining in darkness, may God make you too a light for your brothers and sisters.
Amen.
And so when your pilgrimage is ended, may you come to him whom the Magi sought as they followed the star, and whom they found with great joy, the light from light, who is Christ the Lord.
Amen.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So go announce the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
As we